是他的一直性的这里跟流浪的当然可可一直可都可以有一直本身性的那样我们来可能就有一个原因
呢 yes. So so His Holiness is going to give the discourses as usual, and then in the evenings, so those people who could understand English so can actually have a group discussion with the English translator, and with the Chinese speakers they can have their own discussion with someone else. So there's one monk who is very humble, and I suppose he can actually help. So he can actually help the Chinese now for the group discussions. So whatever kind of questions you have, and any kind of clarification needed, so you can do with your respective helpers, the English translator and the Geshe Bonden. So you have come here with tremendous effort, and then you have also spent a lot of money, so you make sure that you make the greatest fruit out of meaning out of this coming here. So if you really are successful in doing so, then from my side as well, I should really feel relieved and happy. So the text that we are going to teach here is the middle-length explanation of the stages of the Path to Enlightenment composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, so that in Tibetan it's called Lamrim Chungmo or Lamrim Dingpo. So if you are to really read through the text verbatim, then it will really take time, so I prefer not to do that. So since that you already have the text in Chinese, so primarily I will go through the outline and then will explain, give my own commentaries based on the outlines. So the name of the title of the text is called The Graded Path. The Stages of Path Enlightenment. So anyway, so how many of you were here last time? So those who are coming here for the first time, just raise your hands. So how many of you from Singapore? From America? Probably Chinese. So primarily, I'm going to teach for those people who are for the first time, who are coming here for the first time here. Whereas for those people who are coming here for the second or third time, maybe it would be a kind of repetition. But don't think that because it's a kind of repetition, don't do so. So the very title of this text is The Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. So here, so these words like enlightenment and the stages, so they are actually very important for us to understand. So first, when we speak about the enlightenment, the full enlightenment, so that is the ultimate goal. So it tells us, it reveals as to what is actually being presented in this text. So then it also tells us as to what methods and techniques there are being kind of introduced here in this text as to accomplish that highest goal of enlightenment. And whereas these stages, so it reveals that the very techniques or the methods employed here, they are taught not in a distorted or out of sequence, but rather in a proper sequence as to how one begins from a beginning stage to in a very proper stages or in a very proper sequence, how one traverses through these various stages in a proper sequence way to the ultimate goal of enlightenment. So normally when Buddhism is taught, so first I tend to divide the whole thing into two. First one, the introduction of Buddhism, and the second one as to how to integrate that into one's daily life. So it is because we really need to integrate these dharma or the Buddhism into one's own living, in one's daily life. After actually gaining thorough understanding of the Buddhism, as such, I make sure that the whatever teaching I give, I divide that into two. I do that in two ways. First, giving introductory teaching of Buddhism. So I think it would be appropriate if I introduce Buddhism by first of all telling the understanding, telling exactly what is enlightenment, what is the state of Buddhahood. So the Buddha Shakyamuni, so since almost like 2,549 years ago, so although there are discrepancies in terms of the position as to when the Buddha arrived here on this earth. So whatever is the case, say Buddha Shakyamuni 2,500 years ago, through his emergence here in India, he taught a new kind of teaching. So before the emergence of Buddha Shakyamuni in India, so although there were a tremendous amount of great masters, the teachers who really thought of on these issues, but they all equally started claiming the concept of the concrete independent self, and whereas it was actually the Buddha Shakyamuni was the kind of the pioneer who first taught the concept of selflessness. As such, he turned out to be something, a revolutionary kind of figure on this earth. So what is this selflessness? So that is the self, which is... So in order to understand this concept of selflessness, we should know as to what the former Indian masters, Indian non-Buddhist teachers, taught about the self. So they all equally claimed that the self has three attributes, the eternal, unitary, and independent. And then whereas the Buddha Shakyamuni revolutionized this idea by saying that, oh no, the self does not at all exist in this fashion. Rather, he says that it is because of this misapprehension of the self to be existing in these three characteristics that you tend to have a very strong clinging towards the self, and because of which you tend to then generate all kinds of negative emotions as attachment and so forth. And then he started kind of unraveling the secret of the selflessness. So it is because of this that his teaching turned out to be very unique and very special by proclaiming the idea of the selflessness, the understanding of which can be the only answer to the ultimate liberation. So as such, there is the special emphasis on the understanding of selflessness, which forms the most important part of the Buddha Shakyamuni's teachings. So the Buddha Shakyamuni, he taught this concept of the selflessness, the view of the selflessness. So the Buddha said that this self is not something eternal and unchanging. So this self, which is desirous of having all happinesses, and not desirous of the sufferings, so he then characterizes or categorizes itself. So ultimately, then he says that